The Portfolio Doctors on AM 1170, The Answer, is sponsored by Mr. Credit San Diego.
Next on KCBQ, stay tuned for The Portfolio Doctors, Dan Osgood and Stephen Bick, investment advisor representatives for their respective investment firms, ACAS LLC and Cottingham Management Company LLC. The opinions expressed on The Portfolio Doctors are their own and do not reflect those of ACAS LLC, Cottingham Management Company LLC, or this radio station. The following information is for education purposes only. ACAS LLC and Cottingham Management Company LLC are not law or accounting firms, and no portion of this presentation should be interpreted as legal, accounting, investment, or tax advice. Welcome to the Portfolio Doctors on News Talk AM 1170 KCBQ. Your financial future depends on making sound investment decisions. Make sure you get accurate information and a weekly checkup from a source you trust. The Portfolio Doctors will see you now. Live in studio, here are Dan Osgood and Steve Bick. The Portfolio Doctors.
Good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of the Portfolio Doctors. My name is Dan Osgood.
And I'm Steve Bick.
How are you today, Steve?
Oh, I'm good, man. How about you? It's a perfect day outside.
Yes. I think summer maybe has finally arrived.
Just in time to leave or what?
Because last week it was very much like summer, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was raining. It was thunder and lightning. It was like summer in certain parts of the country.
Summer somewhere in the Midwest.
Yeah, exactly.
Down in the South maybe. Each week we're here. We do this show entirely to try to help anyone listening that has questions or concerns. There's a lot of financial information that we kind of like to refer to as financial pornography in the big scheme of things, because there's almost always a purpose, a sales tactic behind the information that gets released, and we want you to be aware of those tactics, I guess, or the purpose of an item, a product, a strategy, why that's being hyped up or beat down.
Right.
Usually someone that's on either side has an agenda behind why they're discussing and why they're coming up with a strategy to help you. I mean, this week alone, I don't know how many follow my strategy, this strategy I've developed, I will give to you so you can learn how to flip homes.
Really? You saw a lot of that this week?
Oh, I have heard the ads on different radio stations throughout the week. Mm. It cracks me up because Here's someone that has done so good for themselves that they just want to help everyone, and they're giving away their strategy. Clearly, there's a hook in there somewhere.
Right.
And they're going to get you. And I think it's probably the age-old strategy of, we know everybody is going to be able to get one or two deals in the pipeline, and then they're going to get tired of it and go away, and then this person's going to step in and capitalize on that deal.
Right. Or just keep getting their $29.99 a month.
Right. And that's typically the biggest thing. It's like, well, gee, it's only $5 or $10 a month. I can't afford not to do this.
Yeah, the normal and typical person just takes a long time to try and it seems like more painful just to call up and shut that $30 off. You have to sort of pay it for like 2 years until you get annoyed enough to finally say, okay, switch it off.
It's that out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
You look at your statement and go, oh, I'm still paying that.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
I need to do something about that. And then another month goes by.
Right.
And like you said, next thing you know, it's 2 years down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And that's $600.
Yeah.
If you get enough people paying you, that adds up to be quite a bit.
Yeah, agreed.
So
nice recurring revenue stream.
Yes. So Pretty interesting week, I guess you could call it, for the markets.
Nothing really happened.
This week, pretty negative overall as far as returns, but not big negative. I mean, Friday was as big a day down as there was, and it was 0.5%.
Right.
So it's pretty insignificant when you talk percentage-wise, but when you add up a whole week of that.
Well, the week was down, but not terribly much. It was sort of just a nothing week, to be honest, considering all the earnings announcements and things that came out. You know, you had Amazon, you know, busting to record highs.
And Amazon, for the first time, announced profit, which that's been the talk for years of this company isn't making any money. And I mean, we've had this conversation where I have thought all along they had the profit there. They were just sinking it into growing.
Right.
And maybe it's been the media pressure, but maybe it's just finally time for them to uncover the facts of, guess what? We are making a lot of money, and we kind of control the world at this point.
It sounds that way, right? They're more valuable than Walmart, I think, now.
Yes.
I mean, you had that. And then on the flip side, on the chips side, like Intel and that, those companies just got pounded. And I think overall it was just a negative for the market, mainly because of the poor news out of the rest of the NASDAQ type stocks, the technology style stocks. It's a struggle out there for sure.
Didn't Google announce this week and had incredible numbers again?
Yeah. It's all over the map, to be honest. The hardware players are really struggling, and the software players still seem to be going okay. But you just don't have a broad-based buy or sell. It's sort of mixed. The one part of the market that just continues just to skyrocket higher is the biotech sector. Right. That's just going crazy.
Well, I have a question for you. Apple. I know we've discussed Apple in detail on the air and off the air. And I kind of noticed this probably over the last few months with this whole Apple Watch.
Yeah.
Maybe I've just overlooked it in the past, but I've never ever seen them advertising like crazy online, where it seemed like everything out there, there was a great big ad pushing the Apple Watch. Mm. And I don't recall in the past, and again, maybe I've just missed it, them advertising maybe the first iPhone they did, but I don't think I remember iPhone 5 or 6 or 20 or 30, whatever the number that they're on right now.
30.
And that just makes me question whether or not this is going over well. And you saw some stories this week of they're being real hush-hush about how this is going, where normally there's hints of we've sold every unit we had and we're trying to get as many as we can to the shelves.
It's definitely a novelty item at this point in time. Mm-hmm. But I remember way back when the first cell phone came out with a camera in it, I'm like, who needs a camera in their cell phone? I mean, this is ridiculous, you know? And here we are 20 years later.
Apparently everybody.
Yeah, exactly. And so I don't want to say that they're barking up the wrong tree, because I could be completely wrong, but definitely it's an item that's more for the Apple type, you know, geek that wants to just show off, look, I've got an Apple Watch, and wow, they're friends with it. I don't see it being mainstream anytime soon, but then that said, you know.
Yeah, who would have thought you could have a computer in your pocket that was more powerful than probably the computer you have at home?
Well, I think that really, if you think about the whole concept, that's really what it is. It's if you've got this supercomputer in your pocket, it's a little bit annoying to take it out of your pocket because they're quite big and clunky and bulky. Plus, you don't want to drop it and smash the screen. So why not just have it on your wrist? And then you can see, oh, you know, there Dan's calling. And then I can just talk into my watch, which is already tied to my wrist, and I don't have to risk breaking my supercomputer or even getting it out of my pocket.
No one's ever done that.
No, me especially not.
I think this is the longest I've ever seen you with a phone that wasn't a broken screen.
This one not only has the special screen holder, this guard, it's also got the special
backing.
I mean, I've got this thing locked down.
You need it.
We'll see.
It's military. That's military grade cell phone.
That's right, exactly. But yeah, I mean, because it's become such an integral part. And I think the idea behind the iWatch or the whatever they're calling it, is that exact concept.
Just so
carry
simplicity.
The computer around in your pocket, lock it up in there. You don't even have to look at it. You've got a little screen on your arm that you can do most of the stuff on.
Sure. And I know with the Bluetooth speakers, there's still a lot of people walking around with those attached to their ear. I believe you can just hit a button on the watch and it will connect through that Bluetooth in your ear.
Yep. So, but, you know, I'm sure that...
I think there's a future for it, but I don't think it's right now. Maybe they're a little early to the game, but I mean, everything else they do is pretty darn good.
I think what you need in this watch is a camera. Uh-huh. I'll get it right this time.
Sure. There you go. You might be a little late to the game, but keep trying.
Exactly.
Well, when we come back, we are going to discuss. Steve had some great information in his blog this week, and I think it's a great, great topic that we're going to discuss. And if I recall, maybe this came from a question that we received.
Yeah. It does. It came from one of our listeners who actually was asking about, you know, their portfolio and how well insulated they are. So
okay. Well, great. Well, stick around. When we come back, we will discuss portfolios and their makeup and how insulated you may be. You are listening to The Portfolio Doctors, AM 1170, The Answer.
AM 1170theanswer.com. Hear us anywhere in San Diego and the world. AM 1170, The Answer.
Business owners, are you tired of using multiple software solutions to run your business? Are you sick of the constant updates and having to pay your IT staff or a third-party company to manage your software systems? If you can answer yes to any of these questions, then you need Lead Commerce. Lead Commerce is a cloud-based software system that runs your entire business, from your website to e-commerce to inventory, purchasing, and order management. Lead Commerce does it all. For a free 15-day trial of Lead Commerce, log on to leadcommerce.com. That's www.leadcommerce.com. Start your free trial today. You'll be glad you did.
Remember those warm, sun-filled days relaxing on the beach in Hawaii? Can't wait to go again? Well, now you can have a taste of Hawaii delivered to your door by going online and ordering some melt-in-your-mouth deliciousness from HawaiiFudge.com. What better way to shake off the stresses of the world than biting into a smooth, creamy chocolate macadamia nut sensation? Or how about our Kona Coffee Lava Flow? Just go to HawaiiFudge.com and place your order online today. That's HawaiiFudge.com.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, over 90 million people in the U.S. own mutual funds. Now, I wonder how many of those people have read all the fine print associated with those investments. The good news is, you don't have to figure it out on your own. Let me introduce you to Dan Osgood. Dan is a certified financial planner and actually a friend. Through his website, freeinvestmentaudit.com, he will do a free risk and cost analysis for any investment portfolio you have. This free analysis will find all the hidden fees and uncover the missing money from your investments. Most people don't think they're paying any fees at all, but trust me, you definitely are. The question is, how much in fees are you paying for the investments you have? If you have a retirement account or a bond portfolio of any kind, go to freeinvestmentaudit.com right now and get your free analysis. You deserve to know what your investments are really costing you. Freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com.
Look no further. We have the answer. AM 1170. The Answer.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Portfolio Doctors. My name is Dan Osgood.
And I'm Steve Bick, and I'm not happy at all.
Yeah, Todd's ruffling some feathers in here today.
He moved me to a new spot in the studio, and I'm not comfy now.
It's a shame we don't have a video feed of the studio so people could see how Steve performs.
It's like he's doing a yoga pose.
He's an upside down cat or something like that. I'm not sure. Well, during the break, we were discussing Apple and the camera phones, and we had a realization. And I don't know who started this, but I think they have a legitimate lawsuit that Apple is just a copycat. Think about it. Star Trek and Dick Tracy did everything that Apple is doing years before.
A legitimate lawsuit. That is funny. Who are they going to sue?
Apple.
Dick Tracy. they're going to sue Apple.
Apple is going to get sued.
Because, oh my God.
Look, think about it. They had the flip phone. The first flip phone was Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
The first watch communicator was Dick Tracy. Not to mention the little Bluetooth concept with Star Trek as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm waiting, like Todd said, I'm waiting for the taser, laser, phone, gun thing. I'll get one of those.
Sure. Is that a concealed weapon or not?
I think you have it out in the open.
Yeah. Oh, my word.
All right. So enough kidding here. Let's get serious. Steve, you wrote a very insightful blog this week regarding portfolio composition, and we talk regularly about creating a financial plan based on what's important to you and only focusing it on those facts, what's important to you, what are your goals, and only building it based on those items, where one of the big flaws I've seen when you work with a lot of financial planners is they just have the canned, aggressive, moderate, conservative portfolio, 70% stocks, 30% bonds, 60% stocks, 40% bonds, and maybe 50-50. And it's just, okay, you're roughly this age, you're willing to take a little bit of risk, you get 70-30. Congratulations, we're done. Wipe our hands. Everything's good.
Agreed.
And you address that pretty well.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, the blog was entitled An Island, and really what I was saying is that no investment portfolio is an island. And what you've described is a normal portfolio allocation, where essentially, if you're doing that, you are looking at your portfolio as an island that's not going to be influenced by things other than what I've termed as direct influences on your portfolio. And by what I mean by direct influence is something, let's say, for example, as you mentioned, Amazon had great numbers. So the stock price goes up. That's a direct influence on that position, right? But that typically, a direct influences on those positions, which is supposedly all the risk that people are worried about, is the smallest amount of risk and influence on the overall portfolio. That you really need to look at the indirect influences. And by indirect influence, they far and wide, right? They can be really close to home, and they could be millions of miles away. So let's just start with the close to home indirect influences that most people don't even consider when they're putting together a portfolio. And the three main ones that influence them is on, these are the close to home ones, right, that impact a portfolio that make it not an island, is number one is the riskiness of your property, your real estate investment, because typically a real estate makes up the biggest chunk of most people's investment.
And explain.
Yeah, we're going to get there. Okay. We're going to get there in a second. And then the second one is going to be the riskiness of your earnings or your income stream. And then the third one is your human capital. Okay. So let's just talk about each one of those in time, right? In turn. So the first one, which one would you like to talk about first, sir?
Let's start with real estate. Let's go to number
one. Okay, the riskiness of your real estate. So if you think about it, if you've got the riskiness of real estate, and we can actually talk to our Ohio guys about this.
Yeah,
as
speaking
well.
Of islands, we're going to have someone calling from the island of Columbus, Ohio.
Exactly right. So, but if you think about real estate, what creates risk in real estate?
Let's just go back to 06, 07, kind of the housing bubble.
Yeah.
But where prices get overvalued, get a little too frothy, too excited, and they just get out of control and rise faster than the market can handle.
Yeah, that's one. But I think that if you look back at that real estate bubble and when it burst and a lot of people got burned, the people who didn't even get affected even one little bit were the people who had a free and clear house. Mm-hmm. So it comes down to leverage. Okay. If your house, if you've bought a house and you're at 95-100% in debt against the value of that property, that is a very risky investment. Now, as time progresses and hopefully you pay down that debt and it becomes lower and lower percentage of the value of the property, the risk subsides because now you're more capable of hopefully sustaining that payment. And then as it becomes less and less of an issue, you can go out and now your house is secure. So if you've got a nice, secure property, the second part of properties that come into play, of course, is, you know, let's assume you're in Detroit or somewhere like that, right? We assume, and I would say it's a pretty good assumption here in San Diego, particularly if you're near the coast, that property in terms of value depreciation is pretty low.
It stays pretty stable.
Yeah, because think they don't make more real estate on the ocean. And it's not as if we're expecting any tsunamis and things over here. So I would say that San Diego real estate in general is relatively stable. Of course, we get these massive swings and dips and things like that. But overall,
there's always certain areas that are affordable. So it draws a lot of attraction. That drives the prices up again.
Yeah.
Artificially inflating them just because that's the most affordable for a while.
Correct.
Those are the areas that are going to get hit
and
the hardest.
And it's a high-demand place. I mean, a lot of people want to live in San Diego. You
can't
know?
Understand that.
No, I can't either. Darn foreigners. But, you know, so that, I think, when you look at San Diego, it's a lot clearer. If we take, for example, our guys in Columbus, Ohio, you look at that university, it's got a long history, it's pretty stable. So you would think that there's a nice secure tenant, as I call it, sure. that keeps that real estate value intact. You know, you would think that Detroit would have been stable until all of that mess happened with the automobile makers.
Right, the whole auto industry yeah. just outsourcing.
Exactly. But so you start to try and factor in what type of risk you have associated with your real estate. But in general, if you've got a house that's free and clear, you've pretty much got a risk. Well, less risk than if you have a lot of debt.
And definitely, but thinking on that point, I guess the only place I could see there being a bigger amount of risk, although I think this is still fairly small in the big picture, would be the case where it's free and clear, you're at retirement age, you're planning on using the value of that house
right.
for your retirement, and then all of a sudden the value drops by 30 or 40%. I could see that being a risk that would have a significant impact, but maybe that just changes your plan. The house is
Correct.
Free and clear. Why not stick it out, wait 5 more years? More than likely, it's going to bounce back in some manner.
Agreed. Especially, I mean, if you take a look at San Diego, that's been the track record in this town. Every time real estate's taken a big beating, it's come roaring straight back. Mm-hmm. And that's just because there's a lack of places to build. So, I mean, yes, you're right. You might have a situation where the value does take a hit, but normally in this town, if you hang on long enough, you'll be able to recoup and make it back again, and you'll be good to go. But as I said earlier, on the flip side, if that house was 100% leveraged,
sure.
you're in trouble. So that's the first influence that a lot of people don't look at externally to their portfolio. And then the next one is the riskiness of your earnings, which is really interesting to me. I mean, there's that book I love to refer to, the Anti-Fragile. Mm-hmm. And he gives an example of two people, let's say two brothers. The one, both of them make $50,000 a year. Okay. The first brother is an accountant. Or let's not even say an accountant. Let's just call him an attorney, right? Making 50 grand. The other brother is a cab driver with, say, Uber, right? Sometimes the cab driver guy goes out and makes nothing. Some days he comes in and he makes a fair amount of money. But the attorney, at the end of each month, he gets $4,000 a month in his paycheck, right? If the attorney, let's say, gets laid off or something happens and he has to stop working, his paycheck goes from $4,000 to zero. The cab driver's earnings will never go to zero unless, of course, he's in an accident and can't drive. But outside of that, he will always be able to earn something. He might not earn that much today, but he might make more tomorrow, but he's never going to earn zero.
Right.
So the anti-fragile approach is that the cab driver actually has a more stable employment
even though it's up than, and down and
yeah,
up and down.
Than the attorney in that example. I'm not mm-hmm. saying attorneys don't have stable, you know.
Sure.
But I'm just giving, you know, our listeners an example of sometimes the profession that seems like it's less stable is actually more stable.
Okay.
Right? And so when it comes to riskiness of earnings, then you need to assess just how risky is that? I mean, you just had all these layoffs. For example, you're a checker at that new grocery store, Hagen, that just came in, and now they're all being laid off. You know, you would think as a checker at a grocery store, you're pretty much okay, but suddenly you're not.
Right. And that's one of the challenges that we talk about with regularity of when you're working for a company or another individual even, there's always that risk that you could be laid off. And that, but that's part of the big picture. You need to determine, is that what you're going to do, or do you want to start your own business?
Mm-hmm.
It is a juggling game. There is a lot of security around working for a big company, for the reasons you said. A big grocery store chain, you would expect, is going to be there for the long term.
Right.
But that's a good example of all of a sudden, the rug got pulled out from underneath a bunch of people that thought, hey, I'm in this great job. I've been here for years. There's no risk here.
Agreed.
It is always possible.
Yeah.
So you need to pay attention to those items.
Well, I think we've got our island people on there.
Yeah, we're going to have to wait and probably bring them back on the other side. We've got a break that we need to run off to real quick.
Okay.
So stick around. When we come back, we will go all the way to the great island of Columbus, Ohio, and speak with Dave and RJ.
Right.
You listen to the Portfolio Doctors, AM 1170, The Answer.
San Diego's home for intelligent, conservative talk. AM 1170, The Answer.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, over 90 million people in the U.S. own mutual funds. Now, I wonder how many of those people have read all the fine print associated with those investments. The good news is you don't have to figure it out on your own. Let me introduce you to Dan Osgood. Dan is a certified financial planner and actually a friend. Action. Through his website, freeinvestmentaudit.com, he will do a free risk and cost analysis for any investment portfolio you have. This free analysis will find all the hidden fees and uncover the missing money from your investments. Most people don't think they're paying any fees at all, but trust me, you definitely are. The question is, how much in fees are you paying for the investments you have? If you have a retirement account or a bond portfolio of any kind, go to freeinvestmentaudit.com right now and get your free analysis. You deserve to know what your investments are really costing you. freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com.
Remember those warm, sun-filled days relaxing on the beach in Hawaii? Can't wait to go again? Well, now you can have a taste of Hawaii delivered to your door by going online and ordering some melt-in-your-mouth deliciousness from HawaiiFudge.com. What better way to shake off the stresses of the world than biting into a smooth, creamy chocolate macadamia nut sensation? Or how about our Kona Coffee Lava Flow? Just go to HawaiiFudge.com and place your order online today. That's HawaiiFudge.com.
Business owners, are you tired of using multiple software solutions to run your business? Are you sick of the constant updates and having to pay your IT staff or a third-party company to manage your software systems? If you can answer yes to any of these questions, then you need Lead Commerce. Lead Commerce is a cloud-based software system that runs your entire business, from your website to e-commerce to inventory, purchasing, and order management. Lead Commerce does it all. For a free 15-day trial of Lead Commerce, log on to leadcommerce.com. That's www.leadcommerce.com. Start your free trial today. You'll be glad you did.
AM 1170 The Answer and AM 1170TheAnswer.com.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us today on this beautiful, sunny Southern California day. You are listening to The Portfolio Doctors. My name is Dan Osgood.
And I'm Steve Bick.
And today we've been talking about islands, being on an island, if you're insulated when you're on that island. So we might as well go to one of our favorite islands. Dave, RJ, how is the fine island of Columbus, Ohio today?
Gentlemen, it's a pleasure to be on the show today. How are you?
We're doing great. How about yourselves?
Doing fantastic. It feels like we live in a rainforest out here in Columbus. We've been getting rain every single day. I think you guys need some of that rain out in California.
Yeah, we got dumped on pretty good last weekend. So we had our experience with the tropics last week.
Here in Columbus, Ohio, for your listeners, wherever you may be, however you may be listening, thanks for making us part of your day. We are rocking and rolling and buying and selling properties. In fact, I'm writing up an addendum right now. We're getting ready to sell about 8 properties. These properties are all, rented out. And the addendum that I'm writing up is to guarantee all the major mechanical systems of these properties for the buyer for the next 5 years. So the buyer's not going to have to, deal with any major mechanicals, furnaces, water tanks, air conditioning systems, roofs, because we stand behind our products, and that's what we're doing is selling investment properties here in Columbus.
So how does that work? If, say, the air conditioning unit goes out, do you just go and replace it immediately yourselves? If someone were to buy one of these properties from you today and next weekend the air conditioning unit goes out, is that something you just take care of? You notify the owner, hey, this air conditioning unit went out, we've taken care of it, or?
Yeah, so we do the repairs before we sell the properties to the new investor. And we stand behind our work. You know, all of our work is done by licensed contractors. In this particular situation, that's what we're putting in writing is yes, you know, the owner is not even really going to get notified if there's a repair needed, because we're just going to go ahead and handle it. And we want to make it as passive as we possibly can for the investor. This way they just get their cash flow every single month and, we want to keep it as hands off as we possibly can.
So this is part of your property management aspect of the turnkey business.
It is. Normal wear and tear should be expected by the investor, you know, but we don't want them to have any major expenses for at least 5 years when they buy one of our properties.
Very nice.
Yeah, I mean, we've just been talking about risks associated with investments, and one of the risks that people don't consider is the riskiness of their real estate. And this definitely is a way, if you've got most of the major mechanical stuff covered for 5 years, you're able to cash flow, and particularly if you can pay cash for the properties, which you pretty much can in Columbus, it reduces the other major risk, which is over leverage.
There's always risk to every investment. You guys know that. You know, there's no such thing as a magic pill.
Right.
But we try to mitigate that risk. And our company is built on relationships. You know, this particular buyer, they're buying, you know, 8 properties, but we want to sell them a lot more properties. You know, this is it's a relationship business. And, you know, 80% of our investors come to us from referral, by referral. So we want to create the best experience we possibly can, mitigate that risk, and we plan on doing this for a long time.
Well, let me just ask you, and obviously because we don't have to know who it is, so that's good news. So you get 8 properties, and how much does that cost roughly for these 8, just so our listeners can get a real live example?
I don't have the exact number in front of me, but I know 2 of the properties, these are single-family homes, we're selling 2 properties for $25,000 each.
Wow.
Duplexes are going for roughly $48,000 each.
Right.
I mean, that's the market here in Columbus, Ohio. It's very cash flow friendly, very cash flow rich. You just got to have the right team in place and have the boots on the ground, and that's really what we offer.
No, perfect. It's such a good investment, and I think that those properties, when we spoke earlier, are yielding like 15 to 17% or something right off the bat. So you put in, you know, $200,000-$300,000, and you're getting, you know, $50,000-$60,000 a year back in return. It's just, it's phenomenal.
Yeah, so to your listeners out there, you know, time to give us a call and start buying up some properties here in Columbus, Ohio. The market is ripe, and we're rocking and rolling. We're a licensed property management company. All of our ducks are in a row, and we're looking forward to serving more of your listeners.
Fantastic.
Any special of the day today?
RJ, what was the special you were working on over there?
We got a duplex that, is right around the 20% ROI mark, and that's, net return. We're factoring your taxes and insurance, obviously, and then also your maintenance vacancy. If you guys want to know about that particular deal, go ahead and give us a call at 614-285-3600. You can just call up and ask about it. We can give you the details and send you, a basic pro forma on how that will perform. So go ahead and give us a call today.
Excellent.
Sounds great. Thank you again. And the best way to really look you guys up is ColumbusTurnkeyHouses.com, correct?
That's correct. ColumbusTurnkeyHouses.com. You know, and it's just been a great experience working with California investors because you know how it is in California. You can't buy anything for, we're talking about a duplex here for $48,000 or, I mean, you can't find anything in California for these prices.
You can get a doormat. A welcome mat, I think. That's about the number, right?
Maybe from Walmart.
From Walmart.
But it's just really it's been a great alignment, aligning, you know, with the Southern California market and aligning with you guys, and you know, we're really hitting the ground running here, and there's a lot of great properties, but now's the time to invest, and you know, it's a great passive cash flow investment for your listeners. And ColumbusTurnkeyHouses.com is gonna be the best way to check it out.
Okay. Great. Well, thank you guys very much. As always, great, useful information. You're helping a lot of people out.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
We'll talk to you again next week. So, Steve, where are we on your island?
Yeah. Well, we've talked about two. One was the property. And, you know, once again, just talking about our Columbus guys, you know, that's a much lower risk property than, let's say, an over-leveraged Southern California real estate deal.
And that's one of those where you kind of are creating your insulation because
correct.
Owning a rental property, you're a little bit inflation-proof.
Correct.
Because as inflation kicks in and prices are going up, you can increase the rent. So you're getting that bump with inflation.
And normally the value of the property goes up with that as well.
So you're getting the insulation and you almost, as a property owner, would hope for inflation.
Yeah. To some degree, not too rapidly because you can't normally change those numbers too quickly.
You can't raise your rent by 15% every month.
No, exactly. But so the other one we haven't talked about is the human capital. We've talked about the riskiness of earnings and we've talked about the riskiness of properties. And the remaining one is human capital. And I know as soon as I get started, you're probably going to...
Right. So what's your 10-second quick synopsis of... Introduce what human capital is.
Well human capital is obviously what you have left in the tank in terms of your earning capacity. So when you start in the labor market as a, let's say, an 18-year-old or you just finished college and you're 22 and you've got your full work-life expectancy ahead of you, your human capital is at its maximum. And then every year that goes by, you use up a year of that human capital. So by the time you get to 70, 80 years old, you've pretty much used up the majority of your human capital. So that needs to be factored into the equation as well, and I can tell the listeners how when we come back.
Well, let's do that. You are listening to The Portfolio Doctors, KCBQ, AM 1170, The Answer.
This is AM 1170, The Answer.
Business owners, are you tired of using multiple software solutions to run your business? Are you sick of the constant updates and having to pay your IT staff or a third-party company to manage your software systems? If you can answer yes to any of these questions, then you need Lead Commerce. Lead Commerce is a cloud-based software system that runs your entire business, from your website to e-commerce to inventory, purchasing, and order management. Lead Commerce does it all. For a free 15-day trial of Lead Commerce, log on to leadcommerce.com. That's www.leadcommerce.com. Start your free trial today. You'll be glad you did.
Remember those warm, sun-filled days relaxing on the beach in Hawaii? Can't wait to go again? Well, now you can have a taste of Hawaii delivered to your door by going online and ordering some melt-in-your-mouth deliciousness from HawaiiFudge.com. What better way to shake off the stresses of the world than biting into a smooth, creamy chocolate macadamia nut sensation? Or how about our Kona Coffee Lava Flow? Just go to HawaiiFudge.com and place your order online today. That's HawaiiFudge.com.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, over 90 million people in the U.S. own mutual funds. Now, I wonder how many of those people have read all the fine print associated with those investments. The good news is you don't have to figure it out on your own. Let me introduce you to Dan Osgood. Dan is a certified financial planner and actually a friend. Through his website, freeinvestmentaudit.com, he will do a free risk and cost analysis for any investment portfolio you have. This free analysis will find all the hidden fees and uncover the missing money from your investments. Most people don't think they're paying any fees at all, but trust me, you definitely are. The question is, how much in fees are you paying for the investments you have? If you have a retirement account or a bond portfolio of any kind, go to freeinvestmentaudit.com right now and get your free analysis. You deserve to know what your investments are really costing you. Freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com.
Intelligent, conservative, AM 1170, The Answer.
Welcome back. Thank you again for joining us today. Let us be a part of your weekend. So,
human capital. Yep.
How does that pertain to islands?
Okay. So what I've been talking about is the typical asset allocation is a, let's say, 60-40 split stocks, bonds. Mm-hmm. It doesn't take into account the riskiness of your earnings and the riskiness of your property. And then also the remaining life expectancy or your remaining human capital. Assuming you have a low risk property and your earnings stream is relatively low. Okay, you're the cab driver, for example, in our example, or you have some way that you're really always going to make some money. And let's assume you've also got a lot of human capital in place. So you, let's say 25, 30 years old, you've got a master's in, let's say, business administration, or you're an accountant or something. There's always a steady job stream.
Sure.
You're probably going to make more and more as the years go by and you get more experience. So you've got a lot of human capital available. Then that allocation of 60% stocks, 40% bonds is sort of on its head because you can take inordinate amount of risk because that human capital, that property, low property risk, and that low risk in terms of earning stream means that you can take risk because it doesn't really matter what happens to that investment portfolio. Of course, it matters to a degree,
right.
But not nearly as much.
You definitely don't want to lose it. But
no, but it doesn't matter as much.
Your time horizon is so far out there that you've got plenty of time for the ups and downs.
Well, even on top of that, let's assume you've retired, right? You have retired. So your human capital is relatively low now, right? But you've got a free and clear house. Let's say your house is worth, $500,000-$600,000 in this town. That's pretty easy. So you've got that nice stable base, right? And let's assume that your job you had was with the county or the state. And so you've got a guaranteed pension for the life of, for the rest of your existence. You've now still got a stable income. So just because you're 70 years old, the equation would say, you should be 60-70% in bonds and very little in the stock market. And this would argue to no, just you can actually be more aggressive in the stock exchange because literally your retirement's almost taken care of itself in terms of your
fully funded income needs.
Good use. That you're fully funded in terms of what you need. Your portfolio is really just a huge safety net. So you can play with more fire in the portfolio to get it to grow faster. And therefore have a bigger portfolio at the end of the rainbow. And so what it's saying is these indirect influences on your portfolio, it's not the stock that happens to have a good earnings day so the stock price goes up. That's the direct influence. This indirect influence, which isn't normally factored into the portfolio creation and oftentimes makes a bigger piece of the overall portfolio decision, needs to be considered. Because your portfolio is not an island at all. It's got all of these outside influences. Now, what we've talked about, and I don't know how much time we have, but those are the close to home indirect influences. Then, of course, you've got the massive macroeconomic ones, right?
The global economy that's becoming more and more intertwined every day.
Exactly. Now, that has a major influence on your portfolio. And the problem with that is it's so vast. And so hard to comprehend that it's almost impossible. It's like the black swan, right? You don't know when the black swan's going to show up. Otherwise, you would be able to prepare for it.
Right.
And that's where those black swan events come from. They don't have to come from necessarily in your personal life from outside. Let's say China declares bankruptcy on their debt. I mean, that would be a huge black swan. They're not going to do that. But let's assume they did, right? That would have a major impact on your portfolio. It's an indirect influence, and it's almost impossible to hedge against it. But you can actually do a better job than say, you know, than by not looking at those types of influences. If you at least say, wow, what happens if we get another, if or when we get another black swan? If I've got 60 or 70% in the stock market and it gets pounded down, you know, let's say it takes a 50% haircut, how's that going to affect me? So you don't have to necessarily know where it's coming from. You more just have to do a stress test, is what it's called.
Like just be aware that it's possible.
Yes.
That suddenly, in a very short period of time, you could have 50% of the value.
Correct. And if you take those types of stress tests and you can actually think about it rationally, then what you might do is you might discover that you actually have a completely different portfolio allocation than what you would normally get in these time-dated funds or whatever they are, mm-hmm. where it's like just so standardized, 60-40, 60-40, 50-50. I mean, it's like, who came up with this? I mean, this is just ridiculous.
Well, it's just investment made easy. It's right. Kind of investing for dummies, which for a lot of people, it probably makes a lot of sense because it does remove the whole human emotional attachment to investing, which we've discussed in detail of how that can really negatively impact you. If you're watching yeah. things daily, knowing that it's in there, it's being looked after, I think it does have value.
I think it does. But I think, though, if you're just listening to the show for the first time, one thing I think you can take away from today is that you need to look at your human capital, your personal human capital, as one of your biggest portfolio components. And if you're not trying to maximize that human capital, then you might want to think about starting today.
Right. And the reality is the greatest earning years in most humans' lives is during their 50s.
Right.
They make the most. Even people that are extremely successful make the most money when they're in their 50s.
Right.
And even late 50s is when they make the most. So you need to understand that that is, if you're at 50 or even in the middle of the 50s, know that you're at a time when you, in general, people tend to make the most money.
Yeah, but I think if you think about that in more detail, it's if you've prepared yourself and you've created a situation where you've constantly learned things and you've maybe studied more or you've got different credentials or you've tried new things and you've got a wealth of knowledge, then that'll actually allow you to maximize your human capital versus if you just, let's say, sit as a reception person or flipping burgers, for example, for your entire life, unless you SpongeBob and you love it, you know? I mean, I think that your human capital has just been curtailed, you know, instead of maybe in the SpongeBob example, trying to maybe become the manager of the shop and then maybe even open your own hamburger place. And then suddenly now the difference in human capital or your ability to earn money has vastly changed from the day you started as a hamburger flipper.
Sure.
So I think that people have to understand that you've got to try and maximize that so that you can actually get to a point where your human capital is as big as it can be by the time you get to your 50s and you can really cash out, as it were.
And I believe that's probably why those numbers exist, is people, it is a learning process.
Right.
As we age, we're more life experiences are teaching us how to navigate through the world of being employed. And whether it's working for someone or starting your own, like you said, maybe you've built enough experience working at a burger joint and working your way through management and deciding, you know what, I know enough about this business. I'm going to go open my own little corner hamburger shack and make a phenomenal amount of money.
Correct. Okay. No, exactly right. I mean, that's exactly why I tell my son he wants to do a hot dog stand.
Right.
And let's assume it doesn't work, which I'm sure based on his personality and abilities, it probably will. But let's assume it doesn't work. That's fine too, because the learning experience you're going to get just from that one thing is huge.
I have a real life example of that. A good friend of mine in high school, he was working from the day he was 13 years old, and he knew everything there was about cameras. And he wanted to open his own camera shop right out of high school.
Right.
He couldn't get financing, couldn't get anything. So he went and worked his way very quickly up the ladder at a big retail store, learned all the ins and outs, got all the connections, went and opened his camera shop. It became ridiculously successful, and he sold it for multiple millions of dollars and retired before he was 30.
Wow.
And that's a real life example of exactly what you're talking about.
Correct.
So that does work.
It does. And people have to understand, maximize that human capital. It's your biggest input you have. Unless you happen to be born as Bill Gates' kid. I mean,
and even then, he's going to give all his money away, so life's going to be tough.
I'm sure he'll leave you a billion. I mean, yeah. What's a billion?
Life's going to be tough. You're only going to have a billion. Yeah, you're not going to have 40 or 50.
75, I think it is now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that just about does it for us today. Again, thank you very much for listening. We welcome any and all questions. We appreciate them. That is the basis of most of our shows. So you can reach either of us directly via email, steve@theportfoliodoctors.com or dan@theportfoliodoctors.com. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. We'll talk to you again next week.
You've been listening to The Portfolio Doctors on AM 1170, The Answer. To schedule a financial health check, go to theportfoliodoctors.com or to speak with Dan Osgood, Steve Bick, or any guest on this program, call 858-764-7250. That's 858-764-7250. Learn more about the show online at theportfoliodoctors.com. Portfolio Doctors are Dan Osgood and Stephen Bick, investment advisor representatives for their respective investment firms, ACAS LLC and Cottingham Management Company LLC. The opinions expressed on the Portfolio Doctors are their own. They do not reflect those of ACAS LLC, Cottingham Management Company LLC, or this radio station. The information you heard is for educational purposes only. No listener should assume that the discussions serve as a substitute for personal advice from ACAS LLC or Cottingham Management Company LLC. Listeners are encouraged to seek advice from a qualified tax, legal, or investment advisor to determine whether any information presented may be suitable for their specific situation. ACAS LLC and Cottingham Management Company LLC are not law or accounting firms, and no portion of this presentation should be interpreted as legal, accounting, investment, or tax advice.
The Portfolio Doctors on AM 1170, The Answer, is sponsored by Mr. Credit San Diego.